Thanks for coming up, guys. How are y'all this morning? Good? All right, let's review last Sunday. So where did Jacob and his sons live during the famine? In Egypt, God provided them with a rich land through Joseph, because Jacob was Joseph's father and they went to Egypt to go see him. So was it wrong for Jacob and his sons to leave Canaan and go to Egypt? What's your answer, Leo? No. No, God had promised to be with Jacob and his family in Egypt. So I'm going to ask three questions just so that y'all can think of them while I read. Where did Jacob want to be buried when he died? What had God promised Jacob and his family as a never-ending inheritance? Who did Jacob adopt before he died? All right, so if you have your Bibles, turn to Genesis 47. We'll start in verse 29 and end in chapter 48, verse 9. When the time for Israel to die drew near, he called his son Joseph and said to him, "Please, if I have found favor in your sight, place now your hand under my thigh and deal with me in kindness and faithfulness. Please do not bury me in Egypt. But when I lie down with my fathers, you shall carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burial place." And he said, "I will do as you have said." He said, "Swear to me." So he swore to him. Then Israel bowed in worship at the head of the bed. Now it came about after these things that Joseph was told, "Behold, your father is sick." So he took his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, with him. When it was told to Jacob, "Behold, your son Joseph has come to you," Israel collected his strength and sat up in the bed. Then Jacob said to Joseph, "God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me. And he said to me, 'Behold, I will make you fruitful and numerous, and I will make you a company of peoples, and will give this land to your descendants after you for an everlasting inheritance. Now, your two sons, who were born to you in the land of Egypt, before I came to you in Egypt, are mine. Ephraim and Manasseh shall be mine, as Reuben and Simon are. But your offspring that have been born after them shall be yours. They shall be called by the names of their brothers in their inheritance. Now as for me, when I came from Paddan, Rachel died to my sorrow in the land of Canaan on the journey when there was still some distance to go from Ephrath. And I buried her there on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. When Israel saw Joseph's sons, he said, Who are these?" Joseph said to his father, "They are my sons, whom God has given me here." So he said, "Bring them to me, please, that I may bless them." So where did Jacob want to be buried when he died? He wanted to be buried with his grandfather Abraham and his father Isaac in the land of Canaan. Egypt was not his true home, Canaan was. So what had God promised Jacob and his family as a never-ending inheritance? True, but it's similar to the first answer. It's a land. Yeah, the land of Canaan. The land of Canaan, Jacob reminded Joseph of his great promise as he was on his deathbed. Who did Jacob adopt before he died? He adopted Joseph's sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. Through these boys were born in Egypt, Jacob wanted his grandsons to know that God's promise belonged to them. So Jacob was now a very old man, older than anyone has ever met. As his body grew weaker, he got ready to die. Calling Joseph, he made him promise not to bury his dead body in Egypt. For 17 years, Jacob had lived in Egypt because of Joseph. Jacob drove the nicest chariot, ate the best food, and wore the fanciest clothes. He enjoyed the treasures of Egypt, but he never forgot that Egypt was not his home. God had given him and his family another land, the land of Canaan. "Promise me," Jacob said to Joseph, "that you will bury me in Canaan next to your grandfather and great-grandfather." Jacob desired his funeral to be a reminder to his sons that Egypt was not where they belonged. Canaan was their inheritance. When Joseph again visited Jacob on his deathbed, Jacob could not help but remind his son of God's promise of a never-ending inheritance in Canaan. He then took Joseph's sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, and declared, "These boys are mine. I am adopting them as my sons." Why would Jacob do this? If he wanted these boys to understand who they were. They had lived all their lives in Egypt. Their father was an Egyptian politician, and their mother was an Egyptian princess. But Jacob was saying to these boys, "You are not Egyptians. You do not belong here. You are the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Canaan, the promised land, is where you belong." Jacob was walking by faith and wanted to make sure that faith was passed on to the coming generations. He feared that his family might get too comfortable in Egypt and forget God's promises. Canaan, not Egypt, was their true home. So why did Jacob want to be buried in Canaan? Yeah, well, because that was the land God had given him as an earthly home. So yeah, he wanted his sons and grandsons to be reminded that Egypt was not ultimately where they belonged. So I'm going to turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 21. "And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he promised is faithful." So how did Jacob show his faith in adopting and blessing Joseph's sons? Jacob declared his trust in God's promises and sought to make sure his grandsons came to believe those promises as well. So he didn't forget God's promise. So what lessons can we learn from Jacob's faith? It's that though we live in this world, we are in Christ. Our true home is in heaven. Christians must make sure they do not get too comfortable in this fallen world, remembering that they are strangers and pilgrims, just as Jacob's family was to Egypt. So the main idea is, in his old age, Jacob was strong in faith, pointing his family to their true home in Canaan, just as we need to point to our true home in heaven. So let's pray for faith like Jacob, and not so that we live in this present world, but for the world to come. Let's pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you today to thank you for every spiritual and physical blessing you bestow, Lord. We pray that we have faith like Jacob, Lord, to always remember the promises that you've given us and promised to us. We pray that we acknowledge that everything we own, everything we possess in this world will wither like the grass, Lord, but your treasures that you have stored for us in heaven will not be withered, will not be stolen. We pray that we acknowledge this. I pray that the children here are mentored into good faith and good doctrine. And I pray this in Christ's name. Amen.